with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting the defense has wrapped up closing arguments and jury deliberations could start Thursday in the trial of a U.S. Senator, Robert Menendez.
Menendez attorney Adam Fee told the Manhattan jury the case dies there. He said Menendez was doing his job and doing it well. The government failed to prove the senator's actions were anything other than what elected officials are supposed to do. Menendez is charged with accepting gold bars and hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash from 2018 to 2022 from three New Jersey businessmen and agreed to take official actions that would benefit their interests. Prosecutors pointed out earlier fingerprints were found on tape that sealed up the cash and on envelopes belonging to one of the businessmen and to Menendez. I'm Ed Donahue.
Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut is the latest Democrat to express doubts about President Biden's prospects for winning re-election in November. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Blumenthal told reporters he's deeply concerned about Biden's ability to win, but he was also quick to add that if he is a nominee, Biden will have his full support. He also called the re-election of Donald Trump an existential threat to the country. Behind closed doors, several Democrats expressed deep concerns on Tuesday about whether Biden can win, but no Democrat senator has publicly called for him to drop his re-election campaign. Bob Agnew reporting.
Houston's primary utility company has come under mounting pressure over its response to Hurricane Beryl. Nearly 1.3 million homes and businesses in the area remain without power Wednesday, and residents continue to search for places to cool off, fuel up, and find food. A CenterPoint official, Energy, defended the company's response during a meeting with the Houston City Council. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 429 points. This is SRN News. An Oregon mom fights for religious freedom.
Jessica Bates is challenging a state rule that excludes her from adopting children because she will not violate her Christian faith to promote transgenderism. Under Oregon statutes, adoptive and foster parents must promise to support a child if that child decides to live as the opposite sex, up to and including helping them obtain a sex change operation. Bates is in court and is being represented by Alliance Defending Freedom. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
A new poll finds a majority of Americans oppose a federal abortion ban and that a rising number appear to support access to abortions for any reason. The findings from the APNORC Center for Public Research indicate 6 in 10 adults think a person should be able to obtain an abortion in their state for any reason. Former President Trump has declined to endorse a nationwide abortion ban. This is SRN News. Record-breaking momentum continues on Wall Street.
Wall Street's blistering rally stretched into a seventh day, vaulting the U.S. stock market to more all-time highs. The S&P 500 jumped 1% Wednesday. The Nasdaq Composite added 1.2% to the all-time high it set a day before. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 429 points. That's about 1.1%. Big technology companies led the way again after a major chip supplier reported how much its revenue jumped in June. A frenzy around AI has been a major reason the U.S. stock market has climbed to record highs this year. Investors are also hoping the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates. Seth Sutel, New York.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell reinforced a message that the Fed is paying growing attention to a slowing job market and not only to taming inflation, a shift that signals it's likely to begin cutting interest rates soon. It was the second day of Powell's testimony before the Financial Services Committee in the House. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.